It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. If you want to find the most prominent opposition leader in Zimbabwe, you would have to look in jail. Morgan Tsvangirai heads a group called the Movement for Democratic Change. His group opposes that country's longtime ruler, and he was arrested over the weekend. It happened during a crackdown on a peaceful demonstration in Zimbabwe's capital. Joining us now is Peter Thornycroft, reporter for the Daily Telegraph in Zimbabwe. And can you tell us how it is that Mr. Tsvangirai became an opposition leader?
He emerged out of the trade union movement in the 1980s, and in 2000, people in opposition circles formed a labor-based political party called the Movement for Democratic Change, which, when it was only 9 months old, came within a whisker of defeating President Robert Mugabe. And then Morgan Tsvangirai stood against Robert Mugabe in the 2002 presidential election, again in an extremely unfair, unfree circumstance, and was defeated. Many would say that he was cheated out of victory.
Okay, so Mr. Tsvangirai has been an opposition leader for years then, and then he was arrested over the weekend, and there are reports that he's been tortured. What do you know about his treatment?
He has a bandage on his head. His lawyer says he's in a deplorable condition. He was due to have access to medical assistance last night. The police ignored that high court order, and now we're going to go and see if he's brought to court, which is the second part of the court order. But there are 100 more of them who haven't had access to their lawyers or any medical attention, and some of them have allegedly been tortured too.
Has Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe said anything to explain this crackdown and the arrest of these 100 or so people?
No, he hasn't. But the ZANU-PF information spokesman was on South African Broadcasting Corporation this morning saying that both factions of the MDC had defied a police ban on all political rallies. And what they are trying to do is to bring bad publicity to Zimbabwe and to attract donor funding for themselves as political leaders.
When you think about your knowledge of the Zimbabwean justice system, is there any chance for this man to get a fair proceeding?
The Zimbabwe justice system is not even. There are all sorts of little magistrates around the country who do exactly as they learn to do at university. The higher up you get, there are judges who seem are political appointees. The police, however, have a long and established record of defying or just ignoring court orders. And that was our fear when they ordered medical and access to lawyers. We thought that they would defy it, and sure enough, the police had defied it.
That's Peter Thornycroft, reporter for the Daily Telegraph in Zimbabwe.